The Vikings just scored on a defensive touchdown. It's 22-18 Vikings with 6:13 left in the fourth quarter, but I think it's going to be overturned. Curtis, keep me posted on that. I have to introduce our next guest because I absolutely love this woman. Did you do your homework?
I did.
Did you do your homework?
I did, Pete.
Are you sure?
I am 100% positive.
I love our next guest. She's going to be on with me on Wednesday morning. We do a New Year's show where we sit down and we put together our goals for 2020 or the following year. She is a career coach and a spiritual guide. You can go to her website, GinaMarotta.com, MarotTa.com, and she joins us now. Thank you for coming on. How are you?
Pete, hello.
I gave Curtis a homework assignment to, what was it? I can't even remember what it is.
You
I keep
come up with questions.
There it is. No, we have a career coach and we're all looking for guidance. But Gina, we wanted to have you on today because we're going to start fresh on New Year's Day, but you have something that you want to explain to people how you can wrap up the past year.
Yes, because when we want to create something new, we always have to start with the completion of the old, right? That is a really important piece. So I have some guidance today to offer about like completing 2019 and then stepping into 2020 with really what your true desires are.
Gina, what is it with the past year? I'm looking back right now as I take note for the new year, but I look back and I keep beating myself up on certain things that I did. How do we get past that as individuals?
Yes. So give me an example, Pete. What are you beating yourself up about?
I worked for bad people in May, and it lasted for about 3 months. And I said to myself, that's it. I'm going to stop taking money from bad people.
Yes. Yes. Okay, great. This is perfect, Pete, because we can use this as an example of how to use these two concepts for clearing out the old and bringing in the new. Are you up for it?
Yes, I am. I'm ready to take notes.
Okay, good. So you had some experiences in 2019 that were challenging, working for people. You don't want to do that anymore, right? You're really clear. Like, this is done.
Yep.
Don't want that.
Yep.
The reality is, though, is, you know, the way your personality is constructed, the things you care about, like, it's just in your nature to probably say yes to situations that might not be the best for you.
Right.
And so in order to really create change, what you want to do is use a purging practice as you close out this year.
A purging practice. Okay.
Purging.
Yes.
Purging.
Purging practice.
This is what's going to. Yep. This is what's going to set you up for what it is that you actually want to create. Purging is about. You can go one of two ways. Like, you can physically purge, right? So that means like getting rid of physical things that just help clear your space, and the other is like mental clarity purge. So if you clear your space physically, let's say you've got a home office. And it's really messy and you've got stuff everywhere. Well, that creates a negative energy for you because you've got this clutter. And if you could just clear it out and make this space a coherent space for you, what happens is that you become more coherent. Your energy aligns with that and you create more clarity for yourself. And so you might start to have insights about yourself. Like, why did I get into this kind of a scenario? Like, because ultimately, Pete, you're going to have to learn to say no. You know, there's changes within yourself. And so through purging, you can help your own subconscious thinking to get clearer.
Yes.
So that you won't make those same repeat issues in the past.
How do I say no, though, when I need to bring in income to our family?
Okay, good. Well, can we talk about practice number two?
Yes.
Let's talk about there's purging to release the old, okay?
Yep.
But what you also want to do is you want to create a better future.
Okay.
And the tool I have for that is prayer.
Okay.
And when I say prayer, you may or may not be religious or spiritual, so let me explain what I mean by that.
Okay.
We understand this really easily when we think of children. And you have a child, right?
Yeah, Charlie, 14.
It's easy to look at your child and, like, you see all the possibility ahead for that person, right? Like, you're like, he could be president, he could be this, he could be that. Like, you see all this goodness that is available to him. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely it is. I say to him all the time, the world is your oyster.
That's right. Guess what, Pete? The world is your oyster, too.
Are you sure?
Yes, it is. But guess what's in the way?
What is in the way? Me. I'm in my own way.
Yes, Pete.
I knew it. We go through this every year, don't we? I'm such a bad person.
No, you are not a bad person. You are a human being who has some thoughts in your head that to you limit what's possible. And this is where prayer comes in. So, when I was talking about your son, Charlie, and like it would be so easy for you to say all of this is possible for you, one form of prayer is called affirmative prayer. And basically what you do, it's like how you speak to Charlie. You speak to yourself. And you say out loud, you speak this over your own life. I see myself working with people who respect me, who see my talent, who help me bring greatness into the world through the work we do together. Like, you speak it out loud.
Right.
And you start to work on your own thinking to believe that's possible.
Right.
It takes something. It really takes something. So you're purging out the old, and then you're praying in the new. Now, I have one more important piece here.
Got it.
You're probably thinking something like, Gina, I don't really believe that's possible. Is that something like that going on in your head?
Well, I'm getting love-hate text messages, too. People love you or they don't believe you, but keep going. Yes, you nailed it.
Okay, good. So if you don't believe me, if you're struggling with what I'm saying, this is a magical trick that never fails. I have found it never fails. It takes a little belief in magic, right? But this is the Christmas time of year when we believe in magic, right?
Yes, of course it is.
So here's the tool. If you're really like, I don't know, this is impossible. People in the world are such jerks. I'm just really stuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
The tool is this, is you offer a prayer for a miracle. There's a book called A Course in Miracles, and it describes miracles as a change in your own perception that actually causes a change in how you see the world and the reality that you exist in. So for someone like you, if you prayed for a miracle, which I'll explain how to do in a minute, you might suddenly see, because you change your own thinking, you might suddenly walk into a room, see somebody you've known for 20 years and realize, why am I not working with that person? That's a good guy. Like, we could collaborate and create something. Like, you'll open your mind to see something you couldn't see before. And so it's about praying for your own shift in perception. And so what you do is you ask whoever you pray to, God, the angels, Jesus, you just say, I pray for a miracle. And you're asking for this change in your own perception that opens up a new world of possibilities for you. And I will tell you, Pete, my own testimony is that when I do this, within 24 hours, something happens that makes the situation change.
Okay, give me the two things again. Number one, people are asking for the name of the book. What is the name of the book again?
Oh, yes. It's A Course in Miracles.
A Course in Miracles. Who, do you remember who wrote it?
Well, it's a very hefty spiritual text written by two professors.
Okay.
So I'm going to actually make a couple of recommendations. The lighter version.
Okay.
There's many other writers who speak about this book. It's almost like reading a Bible. It's very heavy reading.
Oh, boy, I don't have time for that. Okay.
Right. So alternatives are Marianne Williamson has wrote a book called A Return to Love. It's her interpretation. Great, 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 great book. There's also a teacher named Gabby Bernstein.
Oh, yeah.
Who's written several books that all emanate out of the teachings of A Course in Miracles.
Okay, I like that. A Return to Love. I wrote that down. I'm going to get that on Amazon. And give me the prayer one more time. How do we start it?
Yes. So if you want to pray for a miracle because you don't believe what I've said or that good things are possible for you, you basically say, you know, dear whoever you pray to, dear God, dear universe, I pray for a miracle. I am in this situation that I don't believe can change. I turn this over to you. I open myself. Please provide a miracle. Amen.
So you're just surrendering yourself to a higher power.
That's right.
And you're just letting it go.
That's right.
Okay.
Boy, that's right. P- Pete, I want you to try it once before I talk to you again on Wednesday.
I just wrote it down. You always give me homework assignments. This is what I love about you.
And I do.
There's always accountability when you're on the show because you say things where, I mean, even if people are listening right now and they're driving somewhere and they're thinking, okay, she's giving me accountability, even though if I'm not going to check in with Gina, I feel like I need to do this to check in with myself, if that makes sense.
That's right. That's right.
Wow, you are so good. And Wednesday, when you're going to be on the show, what are we going to be going over on New Year's Day?
Well, you've asked me you want some homework and you want to talk about goals.
Yes.
You know what I really want to help people with? Is I want people to be able to cast what is their vision in 2020 and beyond, and how can you go beyond any limitations that might have held you back in the past, right? Like, because we all have things we want that maybe haven't manifested in our life before,
right.
Particularly in our careers, which is the specialty that I really talk about. And I want to talk about some ways to just kind of take the rails off and truly be able to live your highest calling.
Gosh, that is great. You're going to be on Wednesday at 8:05. Gina, you are so good. I love having you on because I feel good about myself after I have you on. Because
I'm so happy to hear that.
Well, you dumb it down so I can understand it, too. Her website is Gina, M-A-R-O-T-T-A, GinaMarotta.com, and we will see you Wednesday in studio. Okay?
See you Wednesday, Pete. Happy New Year.
All right, take care. That is Gina Marotta, everybody.